Time to be doing that bullshit. That's a good news. We're back. Elephants in the room. Did some major shit happen in the news? This is why I miss Rob, because I do everything I can to avoid major news. Oh yeah, I know the Supreme Court made a major decision yesterday. What did they fucking do? They decided that, or they decided not to hear a case yesterday, which made the rulings of those cases from those three smaller states basically the law of the land, and what did it do? It banned, mass protests. So it is now effectively illegal in three states, and I know Texas is one of them, right? So think about what I'm saying. So what I'm saying is one of these states passed a law, or all three of these states passed laws that made it illegal to mass protests, right? And I think the caveat of the Texas one is that if one of those people is committing a crime, right, which we'll get into that later. And then someone, took it to court. The court upheld the law. And it went all the way to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court was like, we don't give a fuck. So now that's your First Amendment right there. That's down the drain. I mean, the fact that I would love to read the actual decision. And this is where having Rob's law expertise was always so clutch. But but I would love to read the decision to see their reasoning here, because it seems like a straight up First Amendment issue. See, what was the old Benjamin? Who was the electricity dude? Franklin. What was his old quote about how, was it Benjamin Franklin? He said, those that are willing to give up freedom for liberty deserve neither. Oh, those willing to sacrifice, those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. You know, that's why you got to be real careful when these politicians and pundits, yep, especially your favorite one, whoever that is. See, I think a lot of people listen to the pod and they assume my politics, or which I guess you could do that reasonably accurately. Some people get it hella wrong. But then you can't assume my politicians, because I don't fuck with none of them for real. My politics are just about my ethos, my philosophy, the way I want to move through the world, the impact I want to have in the environments that I'm in. But me believing that any of these fucking, suited up fucking piglets give a fuck what happens to me and my family, because I'm never going to be that motherfucker where I'm like, but the rules, Because what's happened is the extremists from both sides are ruining the world. They're ruining the country. And the people in the middle think they're blaming the other side only. That's the problem in America. The people on both sides think the other side is crazy, because all they can hear is the crazy motherfuckers over there, right? And the same people over here think that side is crazy, because all they hear is the crazy motherfuckers over there. So the same people on this side spend all their energy screaming back at the crazies over there. And they never turn around and go, shut the fuck up. You don't represent me. You know what I mean? So, we're doomed. It's the crazies have taken over. And I don't know if y'all have realized how easy it is to scare a crazy person, And here's the other thing. Crazy is a bit dismissive, but what I mean, I'm talking about like single serving crazy, because you don't even have to be crazy in your everyday life. Like, I know people that are normal, regular, everyday, happy go lucky people. They you know, they work a 9-to-5, they, you know, they drive, they shop, they do, they just regular people. You know, they got interests and people they love and all this other shit. And then, and you know, and you can literally film their life as the intro to a damn, I don't know, Welcome to the City video or whatever the fuck, right? But then you, but you bring up one famous person's name, and then they completely let go of all logic, reason, discernment, anything. They just obsess, you know? And it's like, and I know people on the left and the right that's like that. You bring, you know, you, I know regular, normal, everyday, right-leaning people that you, you know, if you say vaccine or any of the little key trigger words, because that's the other thing. You consume, you consume media, and you don't, it's like you don't realize, like, the algorithm is literally designed to only show you the things that you are going to have extreme emotional reactions to, because that's what's going to keep you scrolling. That's what's going to keep you engaged. So you start to think that the whole world is like this. And you, and here's the proof. Here's the proof. And I'm going to prove it to you. Have you ever been in a group of friends or a group of people, and there's just this meme that just keep popping up in your shit? This meme or some video, and it just keep popping in your shit. And you see it every couple of months, so every, or sometimes multiple times in a month. You'll see a meme and whoop, whoop, whoop. And you're like, damn, this motherfucker's everywhere. And then you're hanging out with a group of people, and you bring it up, and they have no idea what you're talking about. Y'all know the meme with the nope. And you're like, how could y'all not see it? I see it all the, think about that. There are people out there in a corner of the, in their corner of the internet that absolutely have a completely and totally different and isolated experience from what you're having. But you can be convinced that your little digital world is the whole world, or that what you see is what most people see. So that what you think is what most people think, you know? Anyway, Supreme Court has their druthers. You're not allowed to fucking, oh yeah, that's right. They don't have to give an explanation as to why they didn't take the case. So we'll never know what their reasoning is. This is clearly a First Amendment, you know, the Supreme Court's fucked, dude. This seems like a, this, cause this, I don't, like, I don't understand. Cause I don't know if y'all have ever heard people on the Supreme Court talk. I mean, well, you haven't heard Clarence Thomas say anything, cause he doesn't say anything. But these are fairly intelligent people. You know what I mean? They aren't idiots by any means. But I think they are in love with themselves and their generation. You know? But this is probably the most partisan the Supreme, well, no, this is definitely the most partisan Supreme Court's ever been in my lifetime. Some of their decisions are inexplicable. It's like, because I feel like this one, like choosing not to take this case, that's literally chipping away at the foundation of democracy. You know, the abortion thing threw people for a loop, but nobody was really surprised by that because the court was conservative. We knew that if it ever went up there, we knew what was going to go down. You know, and if you thought it was going to happen some other way, I mean, I put it like this. Them upholding Roe v. Wade would have been more mind-blowing than the fact that they dismantled it. You know, I didn't think it would ever get that far. You know, but who knows? But to not hear a clear, what seems to me from the limited information I have, to be a clear First Amendment thing, where it's like, that's the point of the Bill of Rights, guys. So many of y'all, left and right, again, so many of you are willing to, as soon as something scares you enough, you're willing to let your rights go. Or as soon as you get the chance to say fuck you to the other side, you don't care about rights. Because again, you live in this little fucking world where only your enemy's rights are affected. No, you have all the same rights they have. So when you chip away at theirs, you chip away at yours, stupid. You know what I mean? It's like if you let politicians tell it, it's just waves and waves of Mexicans crashing against the border like a tide against the rocks. And it's like, that's not what's happening. There's an invasion on the border. Like, come on, y'all. That's not what's happening. Anyone talking to you like that is trying to scare you into doing what they want. It's just that simple. They don't want to close the border for real, for real. Do you really think that? Like straight up, I would like my conservative listeners to honestly answer that. Because, listen, before you answer that, I want you to look into how we started out with Mexican workers coming over here. We started out with Mexican workers coming over here. That's where the word dollar comes from, right? So look into who benefits from that, right? And how do you think those people usually vote? So you understand what I'm saying? It's like the big businesses that benefit from immigrant labor, they don't want that shit to go away. So what? So they got to pay you regular wage? No. Because you don't bribe politicians, right? So what do you think is happening? It's all rhetoric just to get your vote. The border is one of those things where it's like, it's just I forget what they call them in politics, but it's basically an evergreen issue for them. They know every election cycle, which is, I guess, all the time now, they can bring it up, and there's certain people that they guarantee to bring in when they bring it up, right? It used to be abortion for them until they saw that it was a realistic chance of them fucking getting what they wanted. But it used to be abortion. It used to be something unrealistic, untouchable, that they didn't really give a fuck about. And as you can see by the fact that they haven't really thought about the consequences of, because we haven't really felt them in full yet, but they haven't really thought about the consequences of some of these anti-abortion laws that they're passing, you know, and it's gonna prevent, you know, the long term effects of that are gonna be shown very, very quickly. Yeah, but who knows, you know, and obviously, you know, I'm not a fucking lawyer. I don't know shit, but you know, that's why I don't pay attention to these goofies. These, you know. You're going to hear me say it time and time again, every time on the pod, but the only thing that matters is where you spend your money. And it's three things: when you spend your money, where you vote, and what was the third thing that I always say? Where you vote, where you spend your money, and what you pay attention to. Those are the only things that matter. All that other shit is just talk, far as I'm concerned. Far as I'm concerned. Now, on the tech tip, Google Fiber finally locked in. Now, it's finally installed. I got their top shit here. I think it's 8 gigs, so... You know, but it still took a long time. Like, you know, they sent me the ringer. So my original installation appointment was a week ago, literally 1 week ago, and the internet got installed yesterday, finally. This new fiber shit is rolling out. Google's terrible. I have no idea why I even go with them, you know, because they're not good at anything. And it's almost like Google doesn't even care about being the best at stuff. You know what I mean? I'm so mad with them because I have such a love-hate relationship with Google. I just would like to have a conversation with the CEO of Alphabet, which is Google's parent company, and just be like, what the fuck are y'all doing over there? Like, is there not one person in charge of everything? Are you only looking at the numbers? Like, do you have Google Fiber at your house? Because it doesn't seem like you do. You know what I mean? It don't seem like the CEO of Google uses Google stuff. You know, wouldn't that be some shit? If you could snap the CEO of Google on his iPhone, boy. All right. Also, don't forget, like, subscribe, share. If you want to support the pod, come see me on tour, BS with Brian Simpson. Come see me on tour, BS, what is it? God damn it. BrianSimpsonComedy.com. Or you can go to any of my socials, BS Comedian, and click on that. I think I'm on TikTok. I never fuck with that because that shit's crooked, nigga. Like, I remember when I first got on TikTok, I remember, like, my first few videos got, like, 1 million views. I was like, holy shit. And then I went on the road for a couple weeks. When I got back, I uploaded another video. It got, like, 1,000 views. I was like, what? How is that possible? I have, like, 250,000 followers on TikTok. And every time I post something, it gets, like, 100 views or 1,000 views or something like that. Isn't that weird? And I have half as many followers on Instagram, and if I post a video, it's almost automatically 4,000 or 5,000 likes. That's like the minimum default. You know, and I have nothing even approaching 1 million views on Instagram. But on TikTok, it's like do you show this to people that? I don't know what the algorithm is over there. Nor do I give a fuck, honestly. Like, it's not that important to me. But it is distressing when I think about, like, how people do measure their worth this way. Man, this generation's fucked, man. The next, like, the people that's coming of age now, their kids will be fine. But the people that's kids now, they fucked. Or maybe the people that are kids now will be fine. But the ones that's coming up now, man, I don't know, man. Especially because that pandemic really did something dirty to the kids because they missed that in-person shit, that socializing and shit. And I think social media became even bigger in their world than it really should be. We're going to look back on social media as the same way we look back at, like, Marie Curie and, you know, and how the bitch thought, like, like, radium made your teeth white and shit. You know what I mean? Like, they're going to look back on us with the social media, like, what the fuck were they doing? You know what I mean? Watch, you're going to see that, like, I'm going to be long dead, but, like, somebody that's 10 years old right now, they're going to look at their brain when they 60 and be like, yeah, this shit did something to their brains. You know what I mean? Like the way how, like, a bunch of old heads all have, like, hepatitis because they didn't know what they was doing when the blood transfusions first came out. So a lot of boomers have hepatitis. I don't know if y'all know this. But a lot of boomers have hepatitis because of blood transfusion technology. I guess it wasn't up to snuff or there was a contaminated batch. I don't know what the fuck it was, but it's just a generational thing. But it's going to be something like that. It was going to be like, oh, this shit fucked up a generation. Because it's fucking up adults. Here's the other thing, too. Like, we always talk about social media as though only the kids are affected. Nah, the adults out here acting crazy, too. Acting wild. Like, do you understand? Do y'all understand how much work it took for me as a young man to go from seeing a girl, liking a girl, and seeing her titties? Do you know how much time, effort, strategery, conniving, good behavior, just effort, resources, how much went into before I could see a titty? And that's one titty at a time. And now I feel like it's almost, if I'm scrolling through Instagram and I see a woman that make me go, God damn. It's like 50-50 if I go to her profile, she's going to have OnlyFans. You know what I mean? You see a picture of a titty, and I can see her titties. Her titties is the intro. That's the damn profile. I mean, that's the profile banner. It's her titty. You know what I'm saying? Like how easy, like all the things you used to have to work for are gone. Like all of the obstacles that used to be in place for, let me put it a different way. All the things you used to have to work for are now like devalued. And again, I'm not shaming the OnlyFans girls. I love sluts. I don't like the bougie bitch. I don't like the bitches that got an OnlyFans and then they call their customers creeps. You know? I was like, what you mean, bitch? How is he creepier than you? You put your pussy on the internet for $5. You know? How is the nigga jerking off to it weird? Your shit's up there with all the other shit. Is watching porn, does that make you a creep too? You just put porn on the internet. That doesn't make me creepy. I mean, it is a little weird that I knew who you were first. Because that's not, again, that's not how we used to discover porn stars. We used to go, you know, used to be like, you used to have to go to where the porn was and go, oh, I like her. Now you go, oh, I like her. Where her porn at? That's just the world we live in now. No judgment. No judgment. Okay? It's just, it's going to take some getting used to. But that's what it is. That's why you got all these motherfuckers, you know, half of the podcast. Ooh. Titties. One of my favorite subjects, honestly. Which is crazy. It's funny. I talk and think about titties a lot. But I'm not a titty man. Isn't that crazy? And I guess what I mean by that is I like titties. I'm always happy that they're there. You know what I mean? But they don't have to, like you know, I like them all. I'm not like titty obsessed is what I'm saying. Like if a girl got little titties, so what? If they huge, so what? You know? Are they here? Are they out? Then that's the only time they're my main concern. But it's not, I don't have a preference one way or the other. Okay? I'm an ass man. I'm a leg to thigh man. And what do I mean by that? I mean, like, have y'all seen these motherfucking, you know, these great value BBLs people getting out here? Where, and I'm gonna tell y'all something, guys. Don't get cosmetic surgery on a budget. Don't do that. Just don't do it. That's one thing you can't discount. You can't do discount. Because everyone I know that's done a discount cosmetic surgery regrets it. You know what I mean? Like, or they wish they'd saved up for the real thing or whatever. And actually, and most of the people I know that's getting these cosmetic surgeries, they're fine without them. They're fine. You know what I'm saying? You don't need most of the shit, all the injections and potions and Botox and all, because, and here's the other thing. The people that need to hear this ain't hearing it. So it's really a waste of breath because, you know, I've been very close to a couple of people that I've had to have this conversation with, and they just don't hear it because their body dysmorphia is so loud. You know what I mean? You guys know. If you're a man listening to this, you've definitely looked a woman in the eye and broke down some cold logic that she totally understood and then completely ignored. You know what I mean? And I'm sure women share the same experience with men, but I don't know that that's true. But it probably is. But it's like that. It's like you telling somebody, hey man, you I know that you have no lips, okay? I know you got little bird lips, but the lip injections don't make it look like you have normal lips. It makes it look like you have weird lips. You know what I mean? Or it's like you spent however many $1,000s on a nose job. Hey, Google, how much is a nose job? $11,800. So you done spent about 12 grand on a nose job, and I ain't even noticed because I didn't think your nose was weird before. You know what I'm saying? And listen, I am by no means saying that there ain't people out there that need that shit. But for real, most of y'all don't. it's much better to age gracefully, I guess. You know? Because I guarantee you, most people are just looking at you going, something's weird, something's off with her face. You know, or maybe you've made that calculation. Maybe you're like, I'd rather look like a 30-year-old with a slightly weird face than to look 40. Maybe you've calculated that already. You want to look 30 with a weird face instead of looking 40, right? But 99 times out of 10, I'm putting that on the t-shirt. 99 times out of 10, you end up looking like a 40-year-old with a weird face. You feel me? Like, it doesn't improve anything. It just makes it, you look like you've had plastic surgery. And again, it's like makeup. Maybe it's like makeup. I don't know. Maybe when it's really good, you just can't tell. I don't know. Cause low key, cause you know, someone corrected me a while back. But all your favorite male celebrities, they getting all that shit too. Titty reductions, nose jobs, eye jobs. You know what I mean? They getting all that shit. All those people where you're like, oh my God, how does Mario Lopez stay so young? It's surgery. You know what I mean? That nigga got his face permanently fixed like this. I bet you can't find a picture of that nigga looking mad. Cause he's, you know, nobody that's doing something that unbelievable. I mean, I don't want to say nobody, but it's so rare for anyone to be so genetically gifted that they face, body, skin, and muscles are all stay young well into their 50s and 60s. No, man, they own something. They own a lot of things, actually. And here's another thing, no judgment. Because to me, it's like, in Hollywood, it's different. It's like steroids. You know what I mean? I've talked people out of doing steroids, and I have co-signed some people's decisions to do them, right? And the calculation is pretty simple. It's risk versus reward. Are you doing steroids so you can look sexy? Just so you can look better? It's not worth the risk. But if you're doing steroids so you can get a $1 million contract in the NFL, nigga, do that. Fuck you talking about? Shoot that shit in my eyeballs. If I can take care of my family, right? Because that's another thing. All them niggas on something. There's very few natural people at the tip top of their game. You just can't maintain it that long. You just can't. They all doing everything. And it spread through the grapevine. Like a motherfucker go, man, I did this shit, man. This shit worked. And next thing you know, everybody in the locker room doing this shit. You know? So it's like, you know, all those people is like, how is it? You know, look, and there is zero evidence of this. You know, and it's certainly possible that LeBron James is a once in a century athlete, but it's much, much more likely that he's on something. And he on the best shit, the best tip-top cutting-edge shit that can't be detected or tested for or whatever the fuck. But, you know, people like, he's still doing it at 50 years old. No, my nigga. It's just not possible. It's literally not possible. You know? Like I said, unless you're just a freak, one in a million chance. You know, the chance exists, but it's unlikely. Let me put it like that. It's highly unlikely. You know? I remember when, who was the, hey guys, are y'all up there? Y'all watch baseball? Do you remember, was it Clemens? Who was the baseball pitcher that was, you know, he was throwing heat well into his 40s. In fact, he started throwing better after he turned 40 or 35 or whatever ancient is in baseball. And he was like, I can't believe it. At this age, There's never seen nothing else like it. And then when the steroids scandal kicked off, guess who name was on that motherfucker? Exactly. You know, it's everyone. Everyone. That
Roger Clemens?
Who did I say? Yeah, Roger Clemens. Didn't he get caught in the steroid thing? Actually, I don't know why. I could just Google it. Roger Clemens, steroids. Okay, yeah. Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens steroid use evidence is indisputable. Right. So all I'm saying is, I'm not accusing LeBron or nothing, but I'm just saying, if it came out tomorrow that he was on some designer shit, I would not be shocked at all. Everybody you know that looks more beautiful than they should, or they doing something well into past an age where they shouldn't, they all on something. You have to be. You know what? You know, like your natural testosterone levels start dropping, I think, when you turn 30. Some people are as early as 27. 1% per year. That's if you're perfectly healthy. If you're perfectly healthy, 1%. You know what I mean? So, you literally get to a point where you just can't, your body can't keep up at that level. You're not recovering as fast. You're not as motivated. That shit hurt more. You know what I mean?
Sammy Sosa, Mark McGwire, too.
Yeah, but nobody was surprised by Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire, right? Because they both, again, before the evidence came out, we looked at them and went, hey, you know what? Maybe some people can put on 50 pounds of muscle after the age of 30 and start running and start doing everything faster, stronger, and more agile than they were before. Maybe there is some freak. There's a bloodline out there where they all have second puberties. And you know what I mean? And if you trace it back far enough, Clemens's family owned a plantation in Cuba or the Dominican Republic. I don't forget which Sammy Sosa's from. And so they are sort of loosely connected, and they both have this gene that makes you bigger, faster, and stronger later. Or you're doing steroids. You know? It could be either. And that was a real big giant leap from talking about plastic surgery and steroids. But my point is just that they all doing something. Everybody on something. Everybody is too beautiful for their age and all that. A lot of them doing some shit. And again, I don't blame you. But will you profit from it? If you in show business, it makes perfect sense, especially if you're a woman, because I think looking older suddenly for women in show business is almost always a death sentence for their careers. Right? It's a tricky thing, and I don't at all want to speak for women, but there are no women on the podcast. So just from the limited information I've gathered, I feel like the only real choices in Hollywood is for you to get for you to either have one of those like older looking faces and get casted as an older person from the jump, or do everything you can to stay looking as young as possible the whole time, or you have to stay working so much that you literally age slowly in front of the world. Very few people do that. But do you understand what I'm saying? It's like, because people will literally see you one day and you're like, we grew up watching Cosby Show and Full House and all that, you know, and you see those kids, I forget what the twins were, the Olsen twins. And I remember, who played Olivia? I mean, not Olivia, who played, Raven Simone. And you literally saw Raven Simone and it's like, I grew up watching this. And not realizing, oh yeah, this is actually syndicated TV. So this 6-year-old girl is growing up, You understand what I'm saying? I'm watching The Cosby Show. I'm watching her be 6 years old for 10 years. And then the next time I see her, she's 30. You know? And look at Raven Simone. She's, I don't, what the fuck does Raven Simone do? I can't remember the last thing she acted in, or at least was, had a significant role. But I think she's a host of something or something like that. Why is she still, whatever. My point is, those are your choices. You can be like a child star. So it's four choices. You can be a child star, disappear, come back as an adult, right? You can be a sexy vixen and kind of stay sexy and stay busy and working, so constantly visible, so you slowly aging in front of people. Or you can pay that money and stay looking young, or as young as possible. You know. Or you can pull some Betty White shit. You know, and get casted as an old lady when you're like 30 and just kind of stay playing old ladies, which is fine. But I think most women don't want to do that. You know, actually, Betty White didn't. No. I'm fucking up her whole resume. She didn't get cast originally. What was she doing before Golden Girls? Because that's what made her a star. Right. Let's look at Betty White. Betty White IMDb. Damn, 1922 she was born in. God damn, nigga, that's old, nigga. She was 99? Okay, but will they put her filmography, can they put this shit in chronological order? What the fuck is this? Man, nobody trying to see that shit. Sort by most recent, no. Oh, okay, I can just flip that, all right. Oh, shit. So the Betty White Show was in 1952. Date with Angels, 1957. So Betty was cooking. Wait a minute. 1952. So wait a minute. So Betty was born in 1922. Okay, yeah. So she broke out when she was 30 in 52. Okay, and so then when was Golden Girls, nigga? For whatever reason, they took her damn, oh, there it is. They took her damn filmography down from me. They don't want
85. Us.
Oh, okay, 85. So damn, so she got her first shit in 57. Her next shit ain't come till 72. Wait a minute, that's literally, no, she got her first shit in 52 and then 57, 5 years later. And then her next shit was in 72. Oh, that was the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, her hosting it. Oh, wow, she must have been turned into a starlet of some kind. None of this has her face. Oh, this one does. Okay. So this is Betty White, Date with the Angels. Okay, yeah. So she definitely doesn't look like an old lady here, but it's very 50s housewife looking. You know what I mean? And, yeah, she held it together for 100 years. And even her, she still probably had some plastic surgeries or something. You know. But other than that, you know, I feel for the people that have such weird body dysmorphia issues or self-esteem issues that they would rather just mutilate their shit, you know. Because it's like, man, you looked fine before. But then it's like, can you really tell somebody that they look fine if you're not willing to fuck them? You know what I mean? Can you be like, no, you're beautiful. Like, I don't think you should. I'm not going to say that. That's such a, that would, because that's, whatever. Because I think that would be my next question. No, you look fine. So you going to fuck me? No, that's no. No. Oh, okay. So what you talking about? Put your pussy with your mouth. No, don't do that to people. you know what? We have one email before we get the fuck out of here. Let's do that. How about that? Ciabatta bread. Okay. Guitar equipment for Rob. Hello, Brian and Rob. Well, somebody going to tell Tori? This email is more directed at Rob than yourself. I don't know how much. So these guys want to send Rob guitar stuff, or, oh, he has guitar pedals. I haven't played the guitar in a long time. I started to get into it a little bit. I'll take a pedal. I'll take a pedal all day, baby. So that wasn't really an informative thing. So I'm gonna do one article. I feel like I've just been ranting. Let me see. My kind of article. This is from Yahoo Sports. My hoo-ha is gonna be out. That's a quote to start with. Nike's U.S. Olympic outfits need constant pube vigilance, say frustrated athletes. Really? Track and field stars are calling out Nike's ultra-revealing athletic attire after the brand revealed its designs for the 2024 Paris Olympics. Wait, my hoo-ha is going to be out, wrote Tara Davis Woodhall, a long jump athlete who participated in the 2020 Olympics on social media. Queen Clay, an American hurdler who competed in the 2008 Olympics, also chimed in. Hi, would you like to sponsor Team USA for the upcoming Olympic Games? Please and thanks. Oh, okay. The heavily critiqued design. Let me see the design! Features a thin, high-rise Brazilian-cut panty line that competitors say wasn't created with performance in mind. The designs were revealed in Paris on Thursday and modeled by Aething Mu, a middle-distance runner, and Sha'Carri Richardson, a sprinter. Lauren Fleischman, a national champion runner in 2010, did not hold back when speaking about the outfit on social media. I'm sorry, but show me one WNBA or NWSL team who would enthusiastically support this kit. This is for Olympic track and field. Professional athletes should be able to compete without dedicating brain space to constant pube vigilance or the mental gymnastics of having every vulnerable piece of your body on display. I don't know. I'm pretty sure that people used to do the Olympics naked. People used to wrestle naked. I don't know. If this outfit was truly beneficial to physical performance, men would wear it. This is not an elite athletic kit for track and field. This is a costume born of patriarchal forces that are no longer welcome or needed to get eyes on women's sports. Okay? I'm queer and I'm attracted to female bodies, but I don't expect or enjoy seeing female athletes or male athletes put in a position to battle self-consciousness at their place of work. This is not part of the job description. Well, see, but there, I hate articles like this because, like, show me what you're complaining about. Sha'Carri Richardson looks like she's wearing the type of shit they always wear. I'm not seeing any particular pussy revealing stuff. And well, this is a picture of her stretching, like, from the side. So it's not showing what they're talking about, and I don't know what a fucking high-rise Brazilian cut panty line means. Oh, wow, no wonder Yahoo's going out of business. High-rise Brazilian cut panty line images. You can't provide images. Well, there you go, Google. What the fuck is this, Gemini? Which I thought I deleted from my phone, by the way. This tells you how terrible Yahoo is. I have to Google a different article to see a picture of what this article is talking about. So let's see here. 2024 Paris Olympic track and field Brazilian cut controversy. That was too much. That's not how you Google. That's not an efficient Googling method. Fucking show me pictures. Yeah, Gemini, this super intelligent artificial intelligence, it can't show me pictures yet. And the thing is, what's so fucked up is it doesn't give me the option to just, okay, you know what? Olympic track uniforms. Okay, let's see this. Again. No one will show me a picture of that. Okay, here we go. Finally, CNN. Wow. Oh, okay, I see. Yeah, I mean. Well, see, but this is not what Sha'Carri Richardson is wearing in that picture. Sha'Carri has on shorts that come down her legs like I'm pretty sure I've seen all of people wear. Yeah, this is a little unusual. This is weird that they would do this. They basically have the women out there in swimsuits, like bikini cut swimsuits. Now I understand what Brazilian cut high rise means. It means that you would need a Brazilian wax for your pussy hair not to be sticking out. And then the part that would normally cover the crease in your pussy crease area, that's raised up even higher so it kind of comes up to your abs. So it's literally, yeah, there's, I don't understand what the thought is behind this. This ain't helping nobody run faster. In fact, it might be worse, like with the chafing and shit like that. So I don't understand why Nike would even make this decision. It's kind of crazy. You know, sometimes a company does something that's so out. It just shows you how out of touch. I make a lot of assumptions about companies like this. This tells me two things about Nike. One, the people at the top are out of touch. And two, the people in the middle don't feel empowered to voice concerns. Because somebody saw this and was like, why are we making the women run in bikinis? What's wrong with, I don't know, the same type of outfit we've been running in for decades? Nobody wants to compete in this? Except volleyball women. See, that's what's so weird. The beach volleyball girls, will compete in this. Brazilian cut is still wild, though. But, you know, like he said, nobody watches, because the Olympic women's sports, nobody's watching because the women are hot. Like that's, I don't know anyone like that. That's like, they tuning in because Sha'Carri Richardson fine. Now, she fine, though. But they trying to see her be fast. Like I can already tell she fine. I can go to her social media. But I don't, what is this for? When I was reading what the other lady was saying, I was like, oh, here she go, patriarchy, this patriarchy. But honestly, like, what was this decision made? Because this is a change. It was a normal uniforms that was working before, right? Sure, you're going to change up the design, like the colors and that kind of thing. But why the bikini track outfit? Why? Like, how could you be so fucking out of touch at Nike that this made it through all the channels and checks and everybody thought this was a good idea? I guarantee they didn't. But whoever thought it wasn't didn't feel like they could say something. That's what it's like. I'm making a lot of assumptions off a picture, but it's like, how else do you explain this making it through all the checks and shit? Because obviously, you know what's going to happen in the next few days. Nike's going to apologize. They're not going to really take responsibility. They're going to blame somebody and they're going to do further diligence and after further reexamination. Because that's the way business is done nowadays. You know, and you can tell by the video game industry. That's how they work. Now every company operates like that. It's like, what can we get away with? Just put it out there. We might get away with it. And if we get away with it, we'll be fucking rich. And if we don't, we'll just apologize and blame somebody and fire somebody. That's how they look at it. It's calculated in. Well, that is a sign. They knew this would be a problem. But they don't profit from this. I don't understand the reasoning behind this decision whatsoever. Because here's the thing. Like, people aren't running out and buying Nike track and field outfits. Right? Unless Nike's launching a swimwear line or something like that. But it is hella weird that the women are out there in a one-piece bikini-like thing. I could just see if I was an athlete, I would have a problem with that too. Just having your pussy out. You know? I mean, I don't know. It just seems like a weird choice for Nike to make. you know, and to unveil it. Think about that. Think about how many steps something had to go through to get unveiled in Paris. Nobody was like, hey, guys, should we have, like, an alternative outfit for the women that don't want their pussy hairs out or that don't want to shave their pussy before the big day? Can you imagine being up? You projected to break the world record, and then you nick your pussy shaving right before the meet just because Nike wanted you to wear a fucking Brazilian cut bikini. And you ain't want your... You already know you can't step out on that track with your pussy hair hanging out. You will literally be mean. You will be a meme till you die. People will never let you forget that. So you know you can't. You know you can't step out there with the pussy out. Even though I typically enjoy pussy hair. Y'all know we team bring the bush back over here, right? But hanging out the side of your bikini, that look trifling. It looks unkempt. It looks like you don't care about yourself. You know what I mean? Having your pussy hair sticking out of your drawers, out the side of your shit, that's wild. I ain't saying you gotta shape it up and all that, but I'm just saying, like, if you're bushing it, this is not giving these women an option. If you're bushing it, you can't have a bush hanging out. You know what I mean? That's literally people looking at your pubes. So you can't have that, or you don't want that. And you definitely won't live that down. So now, it's before the big day. You shaving the puss. Ah! Nick myself. Now how you supposed to get that leg, that motion with a damn paper cut on your pussy lips? That's wild. I don't know. I imagine they have, like, professional pussy shavers at the Olympics, but I don't know what the USA provides. It seemed like they should, you know? It seems like they probably put a lot of... It's probably all type of shit in that Olympic Village if you can get in, you know? But, yeah. Shame on Nike for this one. I side with the feminists this day. Until next time, blue hairs. All right, guys, that's going to be the pod. Don't forget, like, subscribe, share. Go watch the Netflix special. Tell people about the Netflix special. That's the key thing right there. If you really trying to help a nigga out, tell people about the special. Buy a ticket to the tour. That's how money's made in here. I don't make no money off this podcast. You know, maybe I do now. But no, I don't. I don't do this for I do this to stay in touch with the people that really fuck with me. You know what I'm saying? So how I make money, though, is when I go on the road and I sell tickets. And so watching the special, telling people about the special, I use that money to fund this, to do that. So that's how, if you want to support me directly, you ain't got a damn Venmo me and I'm like, just buy a ticket. Come see me if I'm coming near you. Tell people about the special. And you've supported, or the podcast, either anything. Tell people about it. And you've supported me 1,000%. If you got any questions, comments, also, if you want your advice, this is another thing. I'll literally do whole advice episodes if necessary, because that's the new policy from now on. If there are any emails in the inbox, I'm going to read them first. The episode's not over until I read them all. Or at least, I'm not going to stick to that. But I'm going to start out every episode reading what emails are there. But there were none today. There were none this week except this one about the guitar pedal, which I will take, by the way. And don't forget, this will come out this week. So, by the way, shout out to Wise Guys in Jordan's Landing, Utah. I had a fucking ball out there. It's Salt Lake City. It's a suburb of Salt Lake City. I had a blast out there in Salt Lake. Next up is Tacoma Comedy Club. That's on the 26th and 27th of April. Netflix is Joke Fest. That's on the 7th at the Comedy Store. Go get those tickets right now. If you're going to be in Los Angeles for the Netflix is a Joke Festival, my show is on the 7th in the main room at the Comedy Store. It is right now sitting at 75% sold out. So that's going to sell, you know, because this is another thing that's been happening a lot lately, because your boy been selling, is guys, yesterday's price is not today's price. So I can't tell you how many people in the last 6 months, because like between shows, sometimes I go out, smoke, you know, come back. I can't tell how many people, they stand outside looking disappointed because they can't get in. You know what I mean? Because they thought, oh, I figured I'd come buy a ticket today. And then it sold out. And I can't explain. I don't know why this happens to me. But a lot of my people, they try to show up day of. And it'll work out for you if you show up on a Thursday or Sunday. But if you try and come to that Friday or Saturday and you wait until the last minute, I wouldn't do that. Because there's nothing, it ain't going to be nothing I can do for you. You know, because that's what happens. I go out to smoke, somebody stand out looking sad. What happened? I can't get in, man. I came all the way from, hey, man, I can't help you. It ain't no more seats. And this ain't my place of business. You know, you should have bought it. Because don't hit me with it. I'm your biggest fan. Well, nigga, you didn't believe in me then, nigga. Why you wait till today? Don't wait. I've had family not be able to get in because they thought they was going to wait till the day of and then ask me for a ticket. Hey, nigga, it's sold out. What part of sold out don't you get? It's no seats. You know? So, no pressure, but I'm just saying, if you're gonna come, shit'll get off the pot. Cause I ain't gonna be able to help you out ahead of time. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm not gonna be able to help. I can help you ahead of time, but then why would you need? My point is, get them tickets now while they're here, because they most likely won't be there. 70-some% this far out tells me they're not gonna be there the day of. You know? So do whatever you got to do to get whatever you got to get. But we're going to rock that motherfucking Comedy Store. All right. And I got a little sweet little lineup for you with a surprise guest or two. All right. We'll see. All right. That's it. Episode 98. See y'all next time.